Pope retired.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like there should be some sort of a Pope joke or reference here.
Okay, go ahead.
Pope.
Right?
I got nothing.
Okay.
You?
No.
All right, let's move on. And welcome to episode 114 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. And with me, as always, is...
Adam, Vancouver, British Columbia.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
What's going on, Adam?
Same old, buddy.
You know? Same old, same old.
Yeah, another dollar, another day. I don't even really know what that means, but, you know, I'm going to use it.
It's another day, another dollar, and it means you've worked... Okay, wait, that was a test, right? I'm not supposed to answer that.
No, you're not supposed to.
Man, one day I'll understand what rhetorical means.
Yeah.
Not yet. Got an email from our buddy Don.
Yes.
That's what I call Donald Trump.
Right.
Don. He's just our buddy Don.
Yeah, everyone knows him just as Don.
Yeah. Or D-Train sometimes when we're shooting hoops. Don Komarechka. He's making a book. I almost said writing a book. I don't think he's writing. I think it's all pictures.
Okay.
But he's doing something called crowdfunding. Have you heard of that?
No idea.
Yeah, it's like another day and then another dollar.
Right.
No, it's like you've heard of Kickstarter, right?
No.
Wow, you got your finger on the pulse, man.
Enlighten me.
Okay, Kickstarter is an awesome idea that's sort of been... you know, beat silly, but basically it's like, hey, I have an idea to make a product, a bicycle light or something.
Okay.
So I'll kind of, you know, cobble together the prototype out of cardboard, put it out there and say, hey, who wants to help me make this bicycle light? I need $10,000 to start production.
Okay.
So what you do is essentially do pre-sales for much cheaper than it would actually cost, and people sign up. And if you hit your $10,000 target, then boom, it kicks in, and you start making production. People get there, whatever they decided that you know you were going to get for your $50 or whatever they decided.
Yeah.
So you get a light and an autographed light or something, and that's a new way to start funding on things.
Okay.
And so Don's doing that. I don't think he's doing it through Kickstarter, but he's doing it through any one of the other crowdfunding deals.
Okay.
So he's doing a snowflake book, and he wants everyone to check it out. And he's got I would read the link, but it is a horrible link. Like, it's just got a lot of numbers and letters in the link. So I'm just going to post it on the site.
That sounds excellent.
Yeah. And so you can check it out there, and that's his book, and there's different options. You can get the, he's got a video and everything. How about that?
Great.
He has a video explaining it, so I don't have to just now.
Perfect.
Wonderful. So there you go, Don. Everyone, I urge you to check it out. And if you want to get involved, it seems pretty reasonably priced at this point, which is kind of the point of Kickstarter, I think.
Okay.
Or crowdfunding. Yeah. So there you go. Check it out, our buddy Don Komarechka.
Well, I learned something, too.
It's a big day. It's a big day. It's
great.
The whole Kickstarter idea, and I think they're the number one guys because they're the ones who kind of broke with the idea first. It's really got some cool things come out of it. You know, like someone will invent us like a iPhone tripod or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you know, boom, then they sell a bunch. Or what was, there was one, little roller skate dolly thing for DSLR video cameras. And the guy needed like, I forget what he wanted, like he wanted $50,000 to start. And got 200,000 in like a week or something.
Wow.
Now, I'm making those numbers up, but it was something cool like that.
Okay.
Well, no, the numbers, he got way more. Point was, he got way more. He did get way more than he needed.
Okay.
Overfunded. So I guess at that point, you're off to Vegas with the money. I don't know how that goes.
Right.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Did I shoot? Well, I think we'll talk about the photo challenge because mostly... what I was shooting that was interesting, or in my view interesting, was stuff pertaining to the photo challenge.
Okay.
How about yourself?
Mostly that too, except for the sun finally came out here.
Yeah.
Like it has been a long, as I've mentioned every week, obviously, it has been a long winter of just bleh.
Right.
And the sun came out. It was like plus 13, 14 degrees. It was awesome. And so it was like my first summer of my life or something. Like it was like everybody was that way. Everyone, the whole town filled up all of a sudden.
Yeah, it got nice here too. So I hear what you're saying.
Oh boy, it's what a different mood. And then so the point is, we went to town, and walked around and took a bunch of shots around town in the sun, and then bought my kid a secondhand a dolly stroller.
You okay. Know,
like a stroller for dollies.
Yes.
Because she has dollies, and I guess evidently they need to be taken out for air every now and then.
Yep. And I know how that goes.
Yeah, so we were in the secondhand store, and boom, there it was. So I took some pictures of that. And there's nothing better. Let me tell you, the only thing worse than popcorn and bubblegum together is a dolly stroller and cobblestone streets.
Okay.
Awesome. So this just as a hint, next time don't do that. Unless it's a nicely paved town.
Okay.
So there you go. Oh, and then what else? I know what else I shot. Like right after we talked last week, I shot a couple of portraits of my wife on the full frame versus crop.
Okay.
Did you see that on Facebook?
Yeah, I did. I saw that.
I was hoping you were going to say yes. Otherwise, wow. Do you know how many people guessed correctly of which? Like, the whole point wasn't to guess. I wasn't in a situation of, hey, can you guess which one? Because I wasn't trying to trick anybody.
Right.
My point, I was trying to illustrate the point that they're pretty close to identical.
Yeah.
So, but people guessed anyways, which good for them. Do you know how many people guessed correctly?
No, I do not.
Yeah, almost zero.
How many people guessed?
Quite a few. More than zero.
More than 11?
Yes. Yes, more than that. Like, so overwhelming, I guess we could say. Yeah, everybody guessed almost everybody guessed the 40D was the 5D.
Well, there you go.
But for whatever reason, and the one thing was that was a little bit weird about it is that the lighting was slightly different, like just really minor difference in the contrast or something. And I think that was a lot to do with maybe the flash hadn't recycled on one of the shots.
Right.
So, like, it was probably at 95% of what it should have been, which was unintentional, but... So, the end result, what did you think of the two pictures?
I thought they looked very similar. I mean, I don't know what it actually proves. I mean, the reality of it is, in a lot of situations, yeah, if you've got enough room to back up, the crop sensor cameras are fantastic. I mean, I think we know that, right? You've been using one for quite a long time, and I mean, up until recently, that's all I used. And I think, you know, I'm not sure that that's the point. You know, that's not why it's not like you can't make great photos from any camera, even the point and shoots. I mean, in the right circumstances.
Right.
And don't misinterpret what I was talking about last week as it's the only way to go, because I don't think that that's really what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, I think, and you made it with that other series of photos of which ones are crop and which ones are full frame, is that, yeah, it's not the gear. It just, the big difference that I found in my experience is definitely the low light. The quality of low light photos is better. And I don't think there's any debating that.
No, there's absolutely not. In fact, I even wrote that down. There are many benefits to having a newer full frame camera. No question. And in no way am I saying that my 40D is as good as the 6D. It's absolutely not. Like if you said, hey, Alan, free camera, which one do you want?
Right.
I'm taking the 6D. No question. Unless it has cooties. then I won't lie to you, it's coin toss.
Or fungus in the photography world.
even then, I'd probably take it and clean it out. There's no question. Like if all things being equal, yeah, I'm taking that one. No way around it.
Right.
But what a lot of people, we've had quite a bit of feedback about people who are sort of being made to feel bad that they only have a crop sensor camera and are sort of rethinking things like, oh man, should I have gotten that? Did I make a mistake buying this?
Right.
And the answer is absolutely not.
No, I agree.
It's this is all part of the hype machine, where, you know, the camera company, obviously if the camera companies sell you an awesome camera that lasts for 20 years, they're going to be out of business.
Yes.
Which I thought about with my 40D, which, remember I told you I'd fixed it.
Yeah.
And then it turns out I only sort of fixed it, because one of the features on the trigger is gone now. So it actually works. I can take pictures, but I couldn't autofocus. I can't autofocus with the shutter release.
Okay, but you don't really use that anyway, so.
No, I don't really care. It's not a big deal, but point is, it's not 100% fixed. And
okay.
I thought about it, and I thought, oh, yeah, well, I, you know, I've had the camera for 5 years. That's a long time. Is it? It's not a long
time. In the way you've used it, yeah, it's probably like, you know, like a 40-year-old's body who feels like they're 80.
I feel like I'm 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think your body agrees with that.
Okay, 25.
Okay.
Yeah, so I thought about, okay, great, you know, that's not that long, because, you know, I've been shooting, you know, I shot yesterday with my film camera, which I know it's apples and oranges, but my film camera is a little over 40 years old.
Right.
And still, you know, purrs like a kitten.
Yeah. I think the difference is, you know, these are essentially, you know, mini computers with little microprocessors and whatnot in them that are, you know, making the pictures. And so, like, we know with computers, they break down.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wasn't involved, but we've landed a man on the moon. You think we can make a computer that, you know, would work?
Well, they do, but only for a very finite amount of time.
Yes, I understand that. But I'm saying that I would actually, in this case, I would probably go for a 40D that lasted 20 years and was still taking awesome pictures without missing a beat, versus right. having to upgrade every 18 months because of the latest thing has come out.
Right. I know. I agree with you.
So there's that. Anyways, long story, really long. I don't think you'd look at either one of the pictures that I took and go, oh, that is awful. Like how? Why would he post that?
Right.
You know? And then on the other side, of the 9 photos that I posted that I picked at random of the full frame versus crop, most people got them. People who guessed, most people got them correct.
Yeah.
So,
and I looked at them and I kind of agreed with most people's guesses as well.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, different situations too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think most people, based on what you say on the show, you know, were steered in the right direction by the beach pictures, because, you know, the assumption was, yeah, you're probably not taking your 5D, you know, out on the beach.
Right.
So there were some clues there, but
correct.
For the most part, yeah, no, I think there was a greater difference that you could see from those particular pictures.
Again, the idea wasn't to trick anybody,
because
that's sort of a hipster move that I didn't want to do, you know, and make anyone look silly. Like, the idea was that I like all 9 of those pictures.
Yeah.
Mostly because your daughter's smiling in them too.
Yeah.
You know, smiley kid, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So last week's challenge, we did the cookie.
Right.
Remember, mine had the issue.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
Okay, you.
Oh,
said,
now I do remember what it
fire
is.
Fire away. Now's your time.
The.
Oh, hang on. I gotta go give my kids something to cry about.
Okay, I'm not looking at the photo right now.
Uh huh.
But I remember it's something with the two flashes, like the cookies. There's two different directions of light. Like, it's
yes.
The lighting is not consistent.
There's two different sunlights.
Yeah. So you would, if you really paid close attention, you would realize it wasn't natural light.
Even if you didn't pay close attention, it's one of those things that you might not know what it is, but something just doesn't feel right.
Right.
Like, it's you don't see it in nature every day, and so therefore it's going to not. Something's not going to feel correct. And Glenn, I'm going to hopefully pronounce his last name, Uloth. You take a stab at it, even though you don't have it in front of you.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the second one.
Glenn E.
Yeah.
He was the first to get it. So he nailed it on Facebook.
Okay.
So just want to give him his shout out for being first.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, two sunlights. I try to normally motivate the light. I try to put it in the proper spot so it looks like it's real.
Right.
And this was on purpose just to see if just to prove a point. This was to trick people.
Oh, and I didn't mention it, but I did post a few pictures on Facebook that I just some silly pictures I took of myself.
Okay, wait. So,
I can't talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it any more than that. Just to say that I posted some pictures there. Can't okay. say it?
Yeah. Do I have to edit this out now?
Why?
I told you in the email. That's next week's show.
But it doesn't make any sense in terms of the photos have been up on Facebook for
it's
a week.
It's fine. We'll reference it that way. Dude,
no,
you're killing
me. Don't have to talk about it. We'll just say that they're up there. Or you know what? Hey, we can talk about it next week.
Yeah, there you go. Otherwise, next week, we just sit in silence for 45 minutes. So, you know.
All right.
So next week we'll talk all about those. I'm eager to hear about them.
Yeah, there's so much to say.
Awesome. Well, you have a whole week to think about it.
Okay.
Last week's Eggs of Oku.
Yeah.
Of those shots, the cookie shots, we left out the focal length. Adam, 75 mil. Alan, 85 mil. Boom. What more do you want? And that was both on full frame.
Right.
So there's no conversion. There's no I shot, you shot with the 50 or something like that. So that's 75 mil with your zoom lens. I shot with the 85 mil prime. Moving on.
Okay.
This week's challenge.
You issued it.
I did. The old B&W.
Right.
Yep. The old Schwarzweiss. The old black and white. I don't know why I picked it. Just decided, hey, black and white this week.
Yeah.
So who wants to go first?
How about me?
Done. All right. So, what are we looking at here?
You're looking at a picture of me.
Here's the. I'm gonna start off right off the gate with a criticism.
Okay.
Why hide the moneymaker, buddy?
I just kind of wanted a picture of me taking a picture.
But we have the big smile, the big bright eyes, gone.
No, well, I think we've seen a fair bit of that. I thought this would be something different.
Yeah.
So this doesn't have to be me. This could be just random bald guy taking a picture, right? So,
okay.
That's kind of why I did it the way. I took a few different sort of angles, and then I took some where I was, the camera wasn't directly in front of me, but just kind of held down by my side. And then I thought, no, I think I'm just going to go with the camera shot this time.
So Vin Diesel's shooting in Steveston.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the guy from Reservoir Dogs, the boss.
Could be anybody, really.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is, I'm holding the 60, so I thought I would take a picture with the crop because I haven't done a whole lot of that. So I took, used the T2i, put it on a GorillaPod and kind of wrapped it around a stable base, kind of where I'm standing. And can I say the focal length? Is that going to be okay?
I forget now. Let me see what we're leaving
out.
Length. You can say the focal length.
Okay, so I this was a 50 millimeter lens. I finally did get a 50 millimeter Canon 1.4 lens. So I got that, and that's what's on the T2i. So I mounted that, and did the run-in. I didn't use the wireless trigger because I wanted to be holding my camera. So I just focused on a spot. I actually put my lens cap down on the railing there and focused on that, and then just kind of walked into the photo.
And then put your elbow on it.
I don't know. Is it
that
there?
What that is?
Maybe it is. I some of them I picked it up. Again, it was on a 10-second timer, but I might have left it there and put my elbow on. I don't remember if that's in the shot or not. I haven't zoomed in close enough to look at it, but. Either way, I focused on a point, and then I went in and tried to hit the mark.
Nice.
So that's it. So, yeah, it was a nice, clear day, and I like the fact that there was a calm water in the reflection, and I tried to... What I did is I set the LCD to monochrome on the back of the T2i, and then I sort of tried... Because I was wearing black, and I wanted to look for an area of high contrast. And I remember you talking about that from previous black and white challenge. So I went and looked for a spot that was going to have some contrast to me and my black jacket. I like the angles, the sort of converging lines there.
Mm-hmm. Like an Escher painting here.
And I wanted people like, someone looked at this, like my wife or someone from Richmond, to be able to immediately place it.
Yeah.
So then that was part of where I chose the aperture, which I won't say because I don't know if that's part of the...
That's not part of it. You can say it.
Okay, well, I wanted to basically leave enough background blur, so it was a little bit out of focus, but still wanted everybody to be able to recognize sort of the landmark. So I took a few with that were a lot more blurred and didn't like them because then it was just the photographer and really had nothing to do with the location. So, and if you know the location, I'm really not shooting at anything. I'm shooting at a restaurant back there. So, you know, I mean, I guess it could be a person or a bird or something, but really usually I'd be taking pictures going in the other direction.
You're taking paparazzi shots of somebody enjoying their patio lunch.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, Vin Diesel, maybe.
Maybe it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was the black and white. Go ahead, have at her.
No, it's great. It's all around. That's why I got the joke out of the way with the moneymaker. That's about it. That's all I can argue. The rest of it's great. It's composition's great. Where you are in the photo, we got depth coming in the bottom left hand corner of the picture. All kinds of angles going on in the background. I submit that this probably would work 1,000 times better in black and white than it did in color.
Yeah, I like the color, but definitely prefer the black and white. And even, I have to say, even the lens choice for me in the camera, because I'm not taking pictures, obviously, here. Uh-huh. It's just a prop, but I chose that lens because of the black and white.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it stood out even better as if it was, instead of it just being a plain lens. I think most people immediately know what that lens is.
Right. No, absolutely. No, all around looks great.
So I'm just going to pat myself on the back. And again, homage to the crop sensor. I don't think this picture would have been any better had it been taken with the full frame, because of course there's plenty of light here.
Right. That's the one thing that's what we're leaving out this week is ISO. So don't mention what your ISO was.
I will not.
But it was F5. You shot this at F5, it says.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
1/500th of a second.
Yes.
At 50 millimeters. And so the ISO is the missing ingredient on a, well, difficult to tell, but a nice clear day.
Yes.
Okay. So that should help people figure that out. Yeah, there's really no benefit to having the full frame here, like the fancy high ISO and everything like that. You never notice the difference.
Right.
So this is one of those situations. So no, I think this is great. I like what's going on here. The good high contrast situation. The end.
Okay, let's do yours.
All right, this is my daughter eating her scarf. I put two up. That's why I'm making sure that you.
Yeah, one says the challenge, and one says the runner-up.
The runner-up. We'll start with the runner-up real quick because I took this first. I was okay. This is the sunny day. We went out and we got ice cream, and so it turns out my kid likes ice cream.
Right.
Spoiler. And so we're out there, and then of course the pigeons were all flying in. So I found a spot where the sunshine was peeking through some buildings in the old town. So that we'd have like a dark background and then the light would be kind of like hitting her and the pigeons and that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what this is. And I shot with a couple filters. I have a quarter black Pro Mist, and I was messing around with my polarizer. And so that's kind of what's going on here. So this one's hard to see, but on the right-hand side, there is a tiny bit of lens flare. Not prominent in this photo, but in a bunch of the other ones in this series, a lot of lens flare. Because of the filters. But I like the shot because I like the action from the pigeons.
Mm-hmm. I like it too.
Kind of like what's going on, but I liked the other shot better. So that's the one I went with instead of walking down the street. Just the lighting. I happen to like the lighting better on the street.
Okay.
So
I'm looking at that now.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I like it. I don't know. I think I probably like the bird one more so.
Yeah.
I don't have a particular justification for that. Just like it. I agree. I like the action of the birds. I can see why, as a parent, you would probably prefer the silly one, and maybe there's a, you know, you like the rim light and just the way it's kind of peeking through the buildings. It's kind of looks like a movie, right? Like that.
Yes.
That sort of shot in a movie. And
I shot a challenge photo here before, actually, on a different kind of day.
Yeah. With the guy at the bike coming down.
That's right, same spot.
Yeah.
What I liked about this one, because the sun is actually bouncing off that building in the background and then reflecting down the street. And yes. So what I like about this shot, and this is really from a technical standpoint, is that with my polarizer filter, I was able to cut the reflection on the street down somewhat. Without the filter, it would have just blown out and been awful, but with the polarizer, it turns it into nice lighting.
Okay.
So that's kind of, that's more along the lines of why I preferred this photo.
Okay.
So.
I get that. I just, yeah, if I'm looking at a series of pictures in a book, I probably stop and look at the one with the birds and your wife and your daughter and the interaction for a little longer than I would have the one coming down the street.
Yeah, well, I would just skip, I would just skip past yours.
Yeah, yeah, just zip right through.
Yeah, I wouldn't even stop at yours with the lens.
I would have said, yeah, scarf in her mouth, choke hazard.
I actually, yeah.
You're a bad parent.
Oh, no, I'm a bad parent, no question. But no, it's, yeah, the scarf was not on purpose. She was not, she's hitting the age now where she's not cooperating. And you can't even, I can't even psych her out now by telling her to do the opposite. I can't reverse psychology her yet.
Right.
She just does whatever she wants. And daddy doesn't want.
Right.
So I always like the her top three things are to play with. Did I tell you this already?
No.
Her top favorite things to play with. The slide. Loves the slide. Swings. Loves the swings. Mm-hmm. Can't get enough of the swings. But her number one favorite of all time is a big pile of cigarette butts outside the hepatitis clinic. It's like, don't, put that, not in your mouth. Out of your mouth. Okay. What are you doing? She will walk past the swings to get to that cigarette butt pile.
Mm. Which isn't really a problem if you're living in Steveston, but
yeah,
in old town Germany, I imagine that's kind of an issue.
Yeah, because people like to smoke here.
Yeah.
So there's that. So I'll give the exif info on this one. I'm pulling the ISO again.
Okay.
I also shot it at 50 millimeters this week.
Okay.
But you shot on the crop sensor. I shot on the full frame.
Right.
Shutter speed was 1/320th at an f4. So with that being reflected light, what is the ISO? That's what we want to know.
Okay.
All right. This week's topic, something I've never really done.
Okay. I'm interested.
Be quiet. No, shaped.
Okay, the end.
The end. Let's just sit here in silence now. Like next week's show. Right. We're going to talk about shaped bokeh. What is shaped bokeh? You've probably heard of it before.
No, not until you just said it.
No, that's not true.
Or until you told me that it was going to be an upcoming topic.
Well, we've had some requests for it, and since I've never done it, I thought this is a great opportunity to introduce it and then run with it.
Okay, now, I'm not going to have to buy anything, am I?
Do you own craft scissors?
Yes.
Do you own construction paper? Black?
Yes.
Okay. Tape?
Check.
Okay. I'm going to say X-Acto knife is probably going to help.
Ooh, yeah, I probably have that.
Okay, then the answer is no. You've already purchased all you need.
Great. Yeah. Can't wait. Okay.
Go so first
fire
off,
away.
Well, this is something that if you look on the internet, it's one of those things that it has been kind of beat to death.
Okay.
But it is fun. It's fun to personalize it and make it your own, which is the same thing. I don't know why I said both, but the idea is like to make it your in your own photos, it's kind of fun.
Okay.
And so thus I'm going to do it. So before we get into that, what is bokeh versus depth of field?
It's the blurry part in the background.
Right. Depth of field refers to the fact that, you know, how much is in focus.
Right.
So if you have a shallow depth of field, then your background is blurry. Bokeh or bokeh, I don't want to get into that argument.
Okay.
But I'm just going to say bokeh and move on.
Okay.
Is the sort of the quality of the out of focus area. You know, what shape does it take?
Right.
Now, if you've got like the 50 millimeter f/1.8 for the Canon, it's got 5 shutter blades, and thus it's the out of focus is going to take on a sort of a pentagon looking shape.
Right.
More, you know, if it has 8 blades, obviously an octagon or probably more round. So that's that. Why don't we make our own shapes? What if we decide what those shapes are going to be?
Okay.
So what we're going to do is that.
We don't have to take our lens apart.
No taking our lens apart. That, thankfully, because that would be getting. Actually, I don't know if you've ever done this. Getting your lens apart is easy peasy.
I have not tried.
Getting it back together, therein lies the issue. So don't do it.
Okay.
Okay. So what you do need here is a fast prime.
Okay.
Why fast? What's the speed got to do with anything?
I don't know.
It will open up to like 1.8 or more.
Okay.
That's the point. We want something that's going to open right up because we want our depth of field to be zero.
Okay, so that we can really see the bokeh.
There you go. We want to see
the bokeh.
Bokeh. So what we're going to do is we're going to get some construction paper.
Okay.
Preferably black. You can cut a circle slightly larger than the diameter of your lens.
Okay.
Okay. Now what?
Still with you. I'm still.
What you're going to do is you get like a scrap of paper, and you're just going to write down a bunch of calculations on the scrap paper. 2 pi r, that's diameter, etc.
Right.
Okay. Be sure to use 22/7 for pi. Okay. No, I'm serious. This is very important. This is entirely unnecessary to what we're going to do. But chicks dig it.
And you want me to do it.
Chicks dig. Your wife will love it. Holy Adam, he's really into this. He is dedicated to this.
No, she'll be tapping her watch and saying, "Are you done yet?"
Well, you don't have to do this in front of her. This is something that you're doing off while she's watching her whatever show she watches.
I don't know, yeah.
Real Housewives, I'm assuming.
Probably.
You know why? Because I'm sexist. Also, probably because it's true.
No, she doesn't watch stuff like that.
Okay. Well, anyways, while she's watching her show, you'll be off in the corner, like just sweating up a storm, writing stuff, like doing the full Goodwill Hunting on the mirror and everything like that.
Okay.
And then it'll seem more cool. So you cut out the center. Probably just trace it. I would put my lens down and just trace a circle. Really, that's how I do it.
Okay.
Then you're going to cut out a rectangle that's going to be used as the sleeve, like to tape to that, to represent the barrel of the lens. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Kind of.
You're going to cut like a lip. So you're going to tape it. So you want this to slide over top of your lens.
But it can be any size rectangle?
Well, it should be the circumference of your lens.
Okay.
So, you know.
You're going to make a diagram?
No. I don't know. I think people generally get it. You're basically going to make a cardboard lens.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm with you.
Yeah, you're going to make a center, and then you're going to make the barrel of it, too, so it fits
top. Yeah, no, I got you.
Okay. And you're gonna eventually tape this to the circle. That's the plan. Now, next step is you're going to cut a shape into the center of your circle.
Okay.
And here's the cool thing is whatever shape you cut is going to render your bokeh highlights that shape instead of round.
Interesting.
So, first things first, how big should that shape be?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know either. I was going to look it up, but then I thought, I think I'm just going to surprise myself. and
trial and error.
Yeah, but no. But here's the hint though. It's much smaller than you think it needs to be. Like your instinct would be like, well, I'm gonna make it huge because you know we have to get the light has to get in. It actually can be fairly small, relatively speaking, because that's the way the optics work.
But then you're not gonna have much area to look through the lens.
Again, you'd be surprised at how this works.
Okay.
It's going to be a little bit trial and error, but I'm in. I don't know. Are you in?
I'm going to give it a go.
Maybe I'll do the trial and error first and then submit my results. And then you can go from there.
Okay.
All right. So that's it. Now when you go to shoot, make sure you have a bunch of highlights in the background. For example, Christmas lights are good.
Right. Which lights work really well for
bokeh. Which is why we're doing this show in March. No, I want you to be... I mean, I'm sure you have your tree up already for next year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I want you to be ready. I want you to be prepped.
I'm going to put some lights up Just any lights. I'm sure we have some lights. Is there March lights? Easter lights, for sure.
Got to be Easter lights. Yeah. Well, we do an Easter light hunt here on Easter.
Yeah, they look very similar to the Christmas lights.
Well, here you go. See, this is interesting. Now, here's what you can do. Now you have to decide on what shape you're gonna use. So, what shape are you gonna use?
I don't know. It's a surprise.
I thought you're into Easter bunnies now.
No, that was too obvious.
Oh no, no. Okay, Easter eggs. Mine already does that.
Yeah.
Without cutting the shapes. So.
All right, Easter bunny then.
Okay, whatever it is. Yeah, Easter something. I'm just gonna do an E for Easter.
Okay.
Yeah. Other point to make is now that when you go shoot this, you're going to shoot with the aperture open nice and wide.
Okay, so as wide as it will go?
I think that's where I would start and see what kind of results you get. Now, what's going to end up happening is generally what some of the popular ones, the two popular ones that I've seen are people do hearts, right, like for a Valentine's Day. So again, 3 weeks late on this one.
Yeah.
That's very popular, but also stars. Stars is nice. Because it's really kind of easy to cut and recognizable.
Yeah, and with lights in the background, I definitely think that would be a cool effect. Like if you were using Christmas lights.
Yeah. So that's exactly. That would work out nice. So think of whatever it is you want to cut in there, fire away. That's why If you have an X-Acto knife, you're pretty much limited by your creativity. Your imagination is what's cutting you down.
Okay.
Okay. So the reason to shoot wide open. You said number one, because you get awesome, exaggerated bokeh, right?
Yeah.
The other reason, there is another main reason to do it, is it will render the mat virtually invisible.
Oh, yes. Now I remember talking about this. Yeah, so it's like you're seeing past it.
Pretty much. You're likely going to get a little bit of vignetting, depending on how big the hole is cut.
Right.
But P.S., who cares? You're having fun, so it doesn't really matter.
That's right.
Okay. So if you don't believe me that you're going to see past it, try the pencil test. You ever tried the pencil test?
No, but we talked about it.
This will impress your friends, oddly. Get your camera, your lens set to f/1.8 and basically, you know, get the proper exposure and take a picture of something a few feet away. And then take the same picture with a pencil held up vertically, again, right next to your lens. So it's covering, everyone can see that it's covering your lens.
Right.
Snap the same picture. You might see a small hint of that pencil. You're not going to see the pencil. And that everyone goes, wow, that's unbelievable. How did you?
It's a party trick.
It's a party trick.
I'm going to do that on my next date.
It's also the reason why I don't, while she sits there and taps her watch and says, are we done yet? Also the reason why scratches aren't as big a deal.
Right.
On the front element. So there's that. Anything else you need to know about shaped bokeh?
No, I can't wait. I sense that there's going to be somewhere in the future a photo challenge.
There is going to be. Not this week. It's a long story.
I need to build this whole thing, so you got to give me some time.
Yeah. Hey.
And I already have cooked up a photo challenge, too.
You have. What's the photo challenge for this week?
I've been thinking about this for quite some time now, but of course, like everything else, we're probably a few weeks too late. Clouds, because we've had lots of them.
Yes.
How to turn a negative into a positive.
Clouds. Yeah, like ice cream castles in the air.
Right.
Flavor canyons everywhere. Yeah, I thought of clouds that way.
Okay.
But now okay, never mind. I get it. I'm on board with you now.
Okay.
I gotta get Joni out of my head. Okay, clouds. I'm in. Next week, clouds. Even though we should be doing the bokeh, you're right. I need time to build my contraption as well. Are you there?
Still here.
Okay, well, Adam, where can people find your pictures?
Facebook, Two Hosers Facebook, and when my wife makes a post, Schwartzchronicles.com.
When your wife makes a post, you'll put it on Facebook.
Yeah, probably. Actually, she's been putting most of her stuff through Facebook as well. Not our Facebook page, but
right.
She has been Facebooking it.
I like the Facebook aspect of it all.
Yeah.
I'm embracing it.
Check out Facebook. Anybody who hasn't liked us on Facebook, they should, because that's where I put most of the pictures that I take.
Great.
And how about your stuff?
Also Facebook. No, and also alanattridge.com. Or the two of us at twohosers.com, and where you can find all you want to know, like our Facebook and our Twitter and Flickr and everything else.
Right.
And iTunes, that's something. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the thing. Just shout out what you know. That's all I'm saying. So, check it out, and make sure to check out Don's book, a reminder from the top of the show. Check it out and see if you can go out there and help fund that thing.
Okay.
Until next week, get out there and... make better photos.